CBS News update, I'm Mitchell Krause. At least eight people are reported dead in the tremendous explosion that tore off the wall of nine stories of a federal office building in downtown Oklahoma City. John Cox is a spokesman for the Oklahoma governor.
They've confirmed eight fatalities, two adults and six children. We believe through the reports that the six children were in a daycare center that is housed in the federal building where the explosion took place. The two adults, it's not known where they were in the building.
Governor Keating himself says it's still unclear what caused the blast.
I know of no threat and I know of no warning. The size of the explosion indicated, I think, to many of us who have been in this business that it had to be more than a utility blast, and apparently that's what occurred. But it's a terrible, terrible thing that these innocent people could be savaged like this.
Federal agents say they think the building was bombed. At least two explosive devices were found in a car near the scene, and a local TV station says it received a call from someone who claimed the Nation of Islam group was responsible. Cynthia Gunn is at University Hospital.
Pretty much the victims have broken bones, cuts and bruises and burns. 60 adults are being taken care of now at University Hospital. At Children's Hospital, there are 10 children and 5 adults at that facility. They range in fair to critical condition. And a sad note here, the ages are from 2 months to 18 years.
The White House says a team of FBI agents has been sent to Oklahoma City, and the Federal Emergency Management Agency is mobilizing assistance. Reporter Mark Noller says there's a heightened state of alert at the White House. Security personnel are performing extra checks of people on the way into the building. There's a report that the FBI is checking all federal buildings across the country for possible bombs. Jim Stewart is in Washington.
There is certainly a heightened awareness here in this city, and the FBI in particular seems determined to add some security around its building.
It's also reported that an agent who works for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms was in charge of AFT agents in Waco, Texas, where the Branch Davidian cult compound burned to the ground. The anniversary of that is 3 years ago tomorrow. CBS News Update, I'm Mitchell Krause.
CBS News, this is Frank Sedapani. A spokesman for Oklahoma Governor Frank Keating says the apparent bombing of a federal office building in Oklahoma City has taken the lives of eight people, including at least six children. Some of the victims may have been across the street from the blast site, not in the building itself. The explosion sent nearly 100 people to local hospitals and forced officials to evacuate the downtown area. Fire officials say some people are still trapped inside the building. Rescue workers are trying to crawl through the wreckage to reach them. Mayor Ron Norek was in his office at the time.
The building shook real hard, and we knew something had happened. We were concerned that maybe there was an explosion in our own building because it shook so hard, but we looked out the windows to the south, and I could see the plume of smoke.
The explosion blew away 1 9-story wall of the building, which housed offices of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and other government agencies, and a daycare center for the children of federal employees. In addition to the device believed responsible for the explosion, at least two others were found in the area. Hospitals issued urgent calls for medical personnel and blood donors. The FBI and the Federal Emergency Management Agency have dispatched personnel to the scene. Correspondent Jim Stewart has more on the story from Washington.
Sources tell CBS that the ATF, the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Agency, along with the FBI, over the past 2 years had received numerous threats directed at the agencies there in Oklahoma City. This, they believe, had connections to the incident in Waco, but they have not ruled out other terrorism possibilities as well.
The incident in Waco is a conflagration at the Branch Davidian cult compound that took place 2 years ago today when federal agents decided to storm the fortress. The explosion prompted White House officials to step up security, especially when it comes to checking people entering the building. The chemical that sickened hundreds of subway riders in Yokohama, Japan today has been identified. Steve Herman reports from Tokyo.
The Tokyo Fire Department has identified the gas used in the Yokohama attack as phosgene, a combination of chlorine and carbon monoxide used in World War I. More than 300 people were injured when the gas seeped through Yokohama Station and other stops on the Keihin-Tohoku line. Police term it a deliberate attempt to harm a large number of commuters. Sources close to the investigation say they're looking for links to the March 20th Tokyo subway gas attack. The prime suspect in that attack is radical elements of the Aum Supreme Truth sect, which preaches of an Armageddon beginning with a religious war between Japan and the United States. Steve Herman for CBS News, Tokyo.
In a separate development, Japanese police have arrested the number two man in Aum Supreme Truth. The Army has taken away decorations for valor that were awarded to three soldiers involved in the accidental killing of Army Corporal Douglas Fielder during the Gulf War. Fielder was shot when he was mistaken for an Iraqi soldier. On Wall Street at the hour, the Dow Industrial Average was down more than 15 points at 4163.91. This is CBS News.
It's alarming, but true. People do judge you by the words you use. When you speak well, you command respect. You move ahead faster. Verbal Advantage on audio cassettes from Achievement Dynamics will give you the words you need to communicate with confidence and flair. All you have to do is listen. Learn more about Verbal Advantage now. Call 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984.
Annette Zeems, LensCrafters optician.
Now you can get 50% off all frames at LensCrafters. 50% off every frame we carry. Other places run discount offers, but there's some kind of catch. At LensCrafters, it's a real half-price sale. No strings attached. 50% off every single frame we carry. And we'll still make your glasses in about an hour. People should not miss this.
Hurry. LensCrafters offer ends soon. See store for details.
Government scientists at New Mexico's Los Alamos National Laboratory say they've reached a milestone in putting superconductors to practical use. The breakthrough is a flexible metal ceramic tape. Researchers say it's able to carry 100 times more current than similar materials and could lead to more efficient electric motors, better medical imaging equipment, and improved power transmission lines. Russia's effort to mop up the fighting in Chechnya before President Clinton's trip to Moscow next month has suffered a setback. A report says heavy shelling forced Russian troops to retreat from the village of Bamut a day after taking that important rebel stronghold. Ford is reporting a ninth straight quarter of higher profits. It made $1.5 billion in the first quarter. Workers have begun pouring liquid nitrogen to freeze and stabilize ground surrounding the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Once that's done, they'll put a new concrete ring around the fabled tourist attraction to keep it from collapsing. Safety concerns forced officials to close the Leaning Tower of Pisa in 1990. Frank Setapani, CBS News.
CBS News Update, I'm Donna Paniak. The Oklahoma Governor's Office says this morning's explosion at a federal office building in Oklahoma City has taken 8 lives. 6 victims were children. Federal agents believe the explosion, which blew away a big part of the building, was caused by a bomb. Scores of people are hurt, and a spokesman says for the governor says the Capitol is clearing out.
He has asked state employees to please evacuate state office buildings here in Oklahoma City. All non-essential government personnel should go home.
The 9-story building houses various federal agencies. There are reports of an unexploded device, perhaps 2 of them, still in the building. Most of downtown has been evacuated as a precaution, and Attorney General Janet Reno has sent a team of FBI bomb experts to Oklahoma City. For more on that, we go live to Rob Armstrong in Washington. Rob, what more can you tell us?
Well, here at the Justice Department, the FBI is taking the lead as the investigative agency. This was a federal building, so it's FBI jurisdiction. 3 FBI teams are right now on their way to Oklahoma City. Until they're on the scene, official information is going to be pretty sketchy, but we have been told that several people are still unaccounted for in the building. The number of those unaccounted for is not fixed, although there was an earlier report that there were 6. Some of those people, however, may have been out of town. And sources here at the Justice Department are saying the working theory right now is that this was a car bomb, probably about the same size as the bomb that blew up the World Trade Center.
Rob, the people who are unaccounted for, do you have any information as to which branches of the government they might be from?
No, we are simply being told that several people remain unaccounted for in the building in Oklahoma City. We've been told that the building houses a bundle of federal agencies, including the Secret Service, Drug Enforcement Agency, Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, Housing and Urban Development, and there was a military recruiting office, so it could be any one of those.
Thanks very much. That, again, was correspondent Rob Armstrong. Fire officials in Oklahoma City say people are trapped in the wreckage and rescue crews are on their hands and knees trying to get to them. But Fire Chief John Hansen says it'll take some time to get them out. CBS News Update, I'm Donna Paniak.
CBS News Update, I'm Frank Settapani. Rescue workers are crawling through the ruins to reach people still trapped in a federal office building in Oklahoma City, where a suspected bomb blast has killed at least 8 people. The office of Governor Frank Keating says 6 of the dead were children. The building houses a daycare center for the children of government workers. Heidi Browning is a reporter with the CBS television affiliate KWTV.
The second floor of the building collapsed on top of the nursery, and so there were many children that were brought out. And the police officers who rescued them said that the injuries were horrific, that shrapnel was just blown all through the rooms and they were caved in upon.
Approximately 100 people were treated on the street outside the building or at local hospitals. This medical student pitched in at a makeshift triage center a few blocks away.
They're bringing mainly initial and primary triage type stuff. They're bringing in like gauze and pads and irrigation stuff, sutures, IVs, just basic necessities.
A second bomb was found in the building and defused. Unconfirmed reports said that a third bomb was also found. CBS News correspondent Rob Armstrong is at the Justice Department in Washington, where he's learned that FBI officials taking the lead in the case are working on the theory that the blast was caused by a car bombing. Rob, you also have some other late information. Tell us about that.
Well, we know that several people in the building are unaccounted for, but what we have learned is that the Drug Enforcement Agency, which has offices on the 7th and 9th floors of the building, had 19 people in the building, and right now they haven't accounted for any of them. That does not necessarily mean that these people are dead or injured, but what it does mean is that the Drug Enforcement Administration has yet to account for the 19 people that it had in the office building in Oklahoma City.
Correspondent Rob Armstrong.
This is Barry Rode in KNX News Central. We're going to go now to CBS News in New York once again for a further special report. This one involves a briefing at the White House. This is a CBS News special report, a White House briefing on the federal office building explosion in Oklahoma City. I'm Mitchell Krause, CBS News, New York. White House News Secretary Mike McCurry is about to comment on the explosion at the start of his regular daily briefing. Mark Noer is at the White House. And Mark, there have been reports now that as many as 15 people may have been killed, some Secret Service agents and others missing. What can you tell us?
Well, we only know what the White House has been told, and in this case, the White House isn't making the news. It is the recipient of news from the Justice Department, from federal law enforcement agencies and local agencies in Oklahoma City. We'll hear from the press secretary what the White House is hearing. He will also report on the meeting that White House Chief of Staff Leon Panetta called at the instruction of the president of all federal agencies involved in responding to the incident in Oklahoma City. To orchestrate and oversee the federal response and make sure local and law enforcement officials have everything they need.
Here is Mike. Let me start with just a note of caution. After a horrible incident such as the one that's occurred in Oklahoma City today, and there's usually a lot of information, and usually most of it turns out to be bad and before it turns out to be good and reliable. So I want to be very measured in telling you what's going on today and direct you to the appropriate people at the federal agencies that are responding and tell you a little bit about what the president's initial concerns are after hearing about this incident shortly after 10:30 this morning. Obviously, the president's first and foremost concern is that every thing be done to assist those who have been victims of this incident to make sure that we've got the right and necessary type of assistance available to local authorities in Oklahoma City, and he is satisfied that those steps are being taken. Secondly, he wants to make sure through proper law enforcement that everything is done as quickly as possible to bring whoever is responsible for this incident quickly to justice. Now, he directed this morning Leon Panetta to convene an interagency working group here at the White House that would just review how federal agencies are now responding. And we're satisfied, based on the report that we have from the Department of Justice, from GSA, from the FBI, from FEMA, from the Secret Service, from the Marshals Service, from all the relevant federal agencies that might have a role here in dealing with this incident, that we have a very good federal response in hand. The federal government has activated an emergency response plan that we train for and that we have in place so that we can coordinate interagency response to incidents like this. The Department of Justice had already responded, had FBI personnel in place, a variety of law enforcement efforts underway. They've established a mobile command center in Oklahoma City with FBI, FEMA, Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, the Marshals Service, and GSA in place to give updated information to folks here in Washington. The President has directed for the emergency response efforts that James Lee Witt, the director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, go to Oklahoma City to coordinate the emergency response. So we'll have DOJ coordinating the various law enforcement efforts that will be underway and FEMA responding to the emergency situation in place. Mr. Panetta has been briefing the President regularly. The President, I expect, like many Americans, has been watching the developments as he sees them on television and getting updates from the Chief of Staff as we go along. I'd ask that you, for inquiries about the various things going on in Oklahoma City related to law enforcement, you stay in close contact with Carl Stern over at Justice, and for the work that FEMA will be coordinating, that Maury Goodman will be a good point of contact. They'll be coordinating some of the interagency public affairs efforts as we go along.
Well, we know very little hard information.
We've heard a lot of different reports. We're getting good information from the field, but they are at the very early stages of investigating this incident, and it is way too early at this point to draw any conclusions about what has happened in Oklahoma City. Clearly, there's been a devastating explosion that's occurred at this federal building, that the cause of it is unknown. Those responsible are unknown at this point, and we'll have to develop that very carefully in the course of the coming hours and days.
The casualty number, right?
We don't have a reliable one. That's being worked on. Again, stay in contact with the local authorities on the ground there, who will have the best information as they get it available. Yeah.
Has security been heightened in federal buildings and here in the White House?
Well, we would take any moment like this. You're seeing now a variety of sporadic reports from federal buildings around the country that are getting alleged threats. And, you know, as federal agencies do, we will respond appropriately. We have directed that federal buildings take any necessary precautions just to respond as they would in a routine way anytime we sense that there is some reason to believe that there's an incident that's occurred that raises the level of threat.
Any reports of a threat in Oklahoma City that may have preceded this?
They are looking now through everything available in the information that was available to the federal government to see. We don't have a concrete answer. We're not aware of any at this point.
Are you aware of any kind of conspiracy or plot that would spread this?
We're at the very early stages of investigating this incident, and it would be way too early to develop any good information on anything like that. And Jill?
Mike, in terms of the response here at the White House, when these interagency groups start up, is there a process where they automatically do things, or has the President jumped in himself and said something must be done?
There is a good federal emergency management plan in effect, which includes, you know, a White House component that the Chief of Staff is now executing at the direction of the President. Obviously, in this situation, the President wants to make sure that the White House stays right on top of an administration response to make sure that the appropriate things are being done. But we're satisfied in large part because of our experience in dealing with incidents of this nature or related types of incidents. So we've got good planning in effect, and that's all underway at this point.
That's just automatically into effect, you're saying?
There are a lot of things. The federal agencies like the FBI, like Justice, like GSA, did have planning in effect that kicked in automatically, and here at the White House, we established a small interagency working group to make sure we monitored all the proper developments from these various agencies.
Will this affect the security plan for the White House, the future plan?
It's entirely too early to say. That was a review that was still at the Treasury Department, and we'd be jumping to conclusions if we suggested there was anything about today's incident in Oklahoma City that had any bearing on that security review.
Would you like to make a statement before the end of the day on this?
I suspect the President will. I think later in the day, I think he wants to make sure that people have got the best information available to him, and I suspect later in the day he'll be here again.
Security here at the White House, have you done?
We've taken precautions that we would normally take following an incident like this, yes. Yeah,
Mike,
Jack.
Mike, you talked about persons unknown responsible for this. Is that, can you confirm that this actually was a bomb, and can you say what kind of bomb it was?
I would hesitate to do that because there are people on the ground that are looking very carefully at exactly that type of question. I can tell you that law enforcement officials are investigating it as a crime scene, and they are, you know, for that reason, all the relevant law enforcement agencies are in place and responding. Yeah, Ann.
Was this developed after the World Trade Center or in recent
months? Well, there's a variety of that type of planning that has been in place over time. I'm not sure when it came into effect here. Having participated in another federal agency, I know that they routinely update a lot of their planning activities, and I think they do build on past experience.
What this is to procedures normally taken after an incident such
right.
as this. I don't recall X-raying of lunches and bags and stuff after the World Trade Center or after any other incident in recent years. Maybe I just didn't notice, but isn't this some new level that we haven't seen before?
I think we are taking precautions as you would expect us to take following an incident of this nature and following threats that have been going to some isolated federal facilities around the country. I'm not aware of any threat here directed against the White House. I don't know entirely about all of the federal installations around Washington. I only know about here at the White House. Yeah.
Is it a likelihood that the president will want to visit the site at some point?
Oh, he wants to make sure that the proper law enforcement is in place and that the right emergency response is taking place. It's way too early to make judgments about that.
Can you confirm that they found an unexploded bomb or an unexploded device?
I cannot.
Threats have been received around the country. Can you give us any idea?
We frankly hear about them from news organizations probably even faster than we hear about them through the channels that we've got available to accumulate accurate information. There have been several on the wires already, as you probably know. Yeah, Jack.
Will Justice or ATF, the FBI, give a readout or a detailed briefing on this by the end of the day?
Yeah, they're putting in place their own planning to respond to public inquiries about what's happened, make sure they've got people in place, both in Oklahoma City and here in Washington, who can respond to specific concerns, and they will do that. I've talked, as I mentioned before, both to Maury Goodman and to Carl Stern at Justice and FEMA, respectively, and they're going to be in a position to tell you more about how they're...
You've been listening to a White House news briefing. Mike McCurry, White House spokesman, talking with reporters. Basically, what he is saying is that the federal government is mobilizing in... response to the explosion earlier this morning in Oklahoma City.
The Justice Department is saying for official consumption that it's too early to speculate on the cause.
Okay. Caution is also the word at the White House, where spokesman Mike McCurry is meeting with reporters.
Clearly there's been a devastating explosion that's occurred at this federal building, that the cause of it is unknown. Those responsible are unknown at this point, and we'll have to develop that very carefully.
This building is part of a four-building complex with more than 100,000 square feet of office space. Leonard Murphy of the Federal General Services Administration says there is an underground garage.
It also includes 200,000 square feet of parking, which supports that building and the other three buildings below it, federal building and courthouse. It's under the building.
People are still trapped in the wreckage. Fire officials say rescuers are crawling toward them and talking to them, but getting them out should take some time. There have also been reports of unexploded devices being found. CBS News Update, I'm Donna Paniak.
CBS News, this is Mitchell Krause. The governor of Oklahoma says it looks like a little Beirut. Governor Frank Keating's description of what is left of a federal office building in Oklahoma City. An enormous explosion, believed to be caused by a car bomb, blew the walls off much of the building. Correspondent Rob Armstrong reports from the Justice Department that the bomb is believed to be about the size of the one which devastated part of the World Trade Center in New York. There are reports of at least 15 people dead, six of them children at a daycare center. Jake Lowry works for University Hospital.
We've treated up to 60 adult patients with injuries ranging from minor cuts and abrasions up to
serious internal injuries and burns.
There are about 200 people reported injured. The building housed a number of government agencies, including alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. FBI teams are on the way to Oklahoma City to investigate. A search and rescue team from FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, is also being requested. White House spokesman Mike McCurry says President Clinton is concerned about helping the victims.
He wants to make sure through proper law enforcement that everything is done as quickly as possible to bring whoever is responsible for this incident quickly to justice.
It was 2 years ago today that the federal government raided the Branch Davidian complex, which has led to speculation that there might be a connection. Correspondent Scott Pelley is in Oklahoma City.
There is the anniversary of the Branch Davidian fire to take into consideration, but on the other hand, there are Muslim fundamentalists on trial in the New York City area. That's another possibility. There are any number of possibilities and no indication that any particular group is responsible at this point.
Security has been increased at a number of federal buildings, including the White House. Correspondent Rita Braver reports lunches that people are bringing into the White House are even being inspected. More than 200 people fell ill this morning when gas spread through a corridor at the main train station in Yokohama, Japan. Authorities say the gas was a highly poisonous chemical used in World War II called phosgene. Japanese police say they've arrested the number two man in command with a doomsday cult suspected, but not formally charged in last month's gas attack in the Tokyo subway system. 12 people were killed, thousands taken ill in that incident. Indiana Senator Richard Lugar's GOP presidential campaign is official. His announcement came in Indianapolis, where he was once mayor. Lugar focused on scrapping the federal income tax for a national sales tax and restoring traditional values, including honesty and integrity. Judge Lance Ito's interviews with jurors and alternates in the O.J. Simpson case have resumed. With two prosecutors and two defense attorneys present, Ito is also to interview sheriff's deputies who guard the jury. This after a former panel member accused them of favoring white jurors over minorities. Ito canceled a hearing on sanctions against lawyers for both sides for improper disclosure of evidence. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrial's down about a point and a half. This is CBS News.
Believe me, putting out the last company newsletter was a real ordeal. Then I went to Pip Printing. They put the entire newsletter together from start to finish. Design, typesetting, printing, the works.
I was thinking of doing a company newsletter, but I wasn't sure where to go. Then I found that Pip designs and prints newsletters, so I tried them. I was so impressed, I started taking all my business printing there.
Pip Printing. You'll be surprised at what we can do.
The vocabulary of the average person stops growing by age 25. And if your vocabulary is limited, your potential for success is limited. Verbal Advantage on audio cassettes from Achievement Dynamics gives you the words you need to succeed. Powerful words, chosen especially to give you confidence in every situation. Learn more about Verbal Advantage now. Call 1-800-444-1984. That's 444-1984.
Vice President Al Gore has appealed to 178 countries gathered at the United Nations to extend the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. In his address to the UN, Gore called for the nations to reject a bid by some non-aligned countries to hold the treaty hostage. The UN Sanctions Committee will permit 45 round-trip flights from Libya to Saudi Arabia so pilgrims can visit Islamic holy sites. That's an exception to sanctions against Libya stemming from its alleged involvement in the bombing of Pan Am Flight 103. Calling it an honorable tradition, the Supreme Court declared there's a constitutional right to hand out anonymous political leaflets. The ruling struck down an Ohio law that banned campaign flyers that don't have a sponsor's name and address. And in a 5-4 decision, the court made it easier for death row inmates and other convicts to win new trials when prosecutors withhold information that may have helped defendants. The decision overturned the murder conviction of a death row inmate in the 1984 slaying of a New Orleans woman. Mitchell Krause, CBS News.